Welcome back to another episode of the Game Boys Podcast. I think we're on episode 7. It's April 22nd. I'm here with my friend and life partner, Bowman.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
So, not a lot of news this week, so I guess we're just going to give our old E3 predictions. It's about a month out, but before we get into that, do a little intro. What have you been up to, Bowman? Anything?
A lot of stuff, man. Well, we actually just, do you want to dive into our garage sale we did yesterday?
Yeah, we did a little joint garage sale.
First time ever doing anything like this.
Yeah, I've never done a garage sale because, well, I guess for the last 3 years I've had a house to do it at, but I've never done it. Got a bunch of our old games together, and I had some collectibles, some old Club Nintendo posters and stuff that I had doubles of, and you know, we had some toys and whatnot, and you're moving, as we've talked about before on here.
Yeah, I've had a lot of stuff I wanted to get rid of for a while, but I told you before, it's such a pain in the ass getting rid of stuff, just because you don't want to basically give it away. You want to get a little bit of money for it, and also you want it to end up in a collector's hand. And if it gets into a reseller's hand, that's fine, whatever. But those resellers, they'll just whenever you post things on like OfferUp and Craigslist, they just lowball the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And are just unreasonable to talk to, and they'll just go back and forth, and it's just like, I don't have time to have a back and forth with you just so you can like maybe save another dollar from me.
Yeah, I mean, it's with the resellers, it's almost never good enough.
Yeah.
We're already for the record, you know, a lot of people, it's like there's like a stigma about collectors selling games. They call us resellers. It's not the same thing. I had an argument online with somebody about this when I posted about the garage sale. A reseller is somebody who buys up games for super cheap and then immediately doesn't play them or anything, immediately turns around and tries to sell them at a huge profit, usually above market value. We have these games for years, and we decided we don't have the space, as you can see. Like, I don't have, you know, I'm filled to the brim. When I buy new games, I have to, like, rearrange everything to fit a new game in. I don't know if you could see it in the camera, but, like, my NES games are stacked on top of each other. It's not like I have a nice, clean system here. I don't have any room for anything anymore. So, you know, when we're selling games, we're trying to free up some space, or just a game we didn't like or whatever, and we're not doing it for profit either. So at the garage sale, we were selling stuff for half or less of what the typical going price is. You know, there were multiple games that we sold that go for 20-30 bucks that we sold for $5.
Yeah,
so
I'm really reasonable about it, and I like helping out other collectors. And a lot of these games, like, maybe I paid something for them, maybe I didn't. A lot of them were just old games that I just found. I'm very fortunate, and I've received lots in the past where I've had friends just go, hey, here's a box of games, I don't need these anymore.
Right.
So I even had to face that moral dilemma for a little bit, that like, is it okay to sell games that were given to you? And I think the answer is, if your games are going towards the hobby itself, I don't really see it being an issue.
I mean, I think there's some leeway where it's just like, okay, if I got a lot of games from a friend 4 years ago, and now I'm like, I'm not going to play this game, it's okay to sell. If you get a lot from a friend for nothing, they just give it to you, or they give it to you for dirt cheap, and then you, the next week, are like trying to sell them for a profit, then you're a scumbag. Yeah. Like, you never intended to play those games, and your friend gave them to you based on the idea that you would play them or keep them. That's a little bit of a different situation than, you know, my friend gave me a box of games, and months or years down the line, I'm like, I don't really need this game. I don't have the room for it. So I think that's where you draw the line.
Yeah. How did you feel about the garage sale? Would you do it again? Or was there some things you liked, didn't like about it?
I would do it again. I would probably post about it more. We made, for how much stuff we sold, we made great money.
We did, yeah.
And the fact is, there was nothing out there that we didn't want. So, or there was nothing out there that we wanted. So, you know, it was a basically like free money. And a lot of that stuff, it's hard to sell. Like, I was trying to sell Club Nintendo posters, and it's like, yeah, I could probably sell them on eBay and make a little bit more money, but it's such a hassle. Who knows how long it's going to stay up there for? Then I have to pack them up, go to the post office, ship them out, and then, you know, some fuck on eBay is going to be like, oh, it was crinkled in the corner. I want my money back. And then you have to pay for the shipping back and refund them. So now you're out money. It's happened to me before.
With like Super Mario World before, like Mario RPG.
I sold a Mario RPG, sold it for cheap and on eBay, and the guy complained that it didn't work. Then he said that he had a Retron that he was using on. It's like, okay, well, fuck you. You're not even using it on the real system, so you don't know if it works. I got it back from him, and just to make sure, I popped it in, worked the first time. Yeah. So, you know, he was using faulty equipment or whatever. I ended up losing money because I offered free shipping and then had to pay for the shipping for him to return it, plus give him the money out. So I was out like $6 and a bunch of time and stuff. And it's just, I'm done with it. I don't sell games on eBay.
No, it's just too much hassle. And I just like the exchange of cash money. It's just, there's no issues. Like, yeah. We've already had people contact us after the garage sale, like one guy asked about something, and it's just like, I don't even have to entertain the conversation with you. It's done at a garage sale, you know what you're walking into.
Right. Yeah, I got a few emails from people. Nothing crazy, but just, you know, one guy asking if I had some missing pieces to a toy that I sold him. Didn't even feel compelled to respond to the email because
it's insulting.
It's a garage sale, and he got it for, I sold him, it was like a Power Rangers Megazord with all five of the separate Power Rangers Zords into one, and he was, so for $5 is what I sold it to him. Yeah, whatever. So I don't feel compelled to even respond. I just ignored the email. It's a garage sale, you know, it's all a crapshoot. If I buy a computer from a garage sale, you don't know if it's gonna work. If you buy a TV from a garage sale, you don't know if it's going to work. It's all the same. And, so I prefer that method. The only problem was we didn't get enough people. And
we had a little bit of a rush in the morning. Like, some people came out, and then we never had a rush again. We just had a trickle of people.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that neither of us have social media, so that's a problem.
That definitely doesn't help.
Yeah, so
but you posted it on Facebook.
I did. I made a dummy Facebook account and posted it on the yard sale sites, but the problem is that I didn't think to do that until, like, the day of. Mm. So it was too late. And some of the administrators or whatever didn't even approve my post until, like, noon or 1 o'clock. So I've been getting a ton of emails and messages on the dummy Facebook account about it, but it's like the sale's over and I don't want people coming to my house for it.
Yeah, like what they're trying to do is what we don't want to do.
Right.
I can always take pictures of all my video games and put them on OfferUp. I don't want to entertain the conversation. Because even like OfferUp has, like, when you sell individual things, aside, like, it has a different set of issues than eBay does, because when you sell stuff on OfferUp, you have that back and forth exchange. And then say you do make a deal with somebody, half the time they ghost on you.
Yep, yeah, they don't. Half the time they don't even show up.
Giant waste of your time.
And I do it too. I'm guilty of it. There's been times where I've negotiated with someone on OfferUp and then regretted, I really don't need to spend the money on this. Like, those PS3s that I was negotiating for, like, she was all ready to set it up or whatever, and I was just like, after I thought about it, I'm like, I don't really want to or need to buy these. And I just never contacted her again. She didn't message me or anything. It's not like she was like, where are you? But
that's whatever, that's what you expect. That's not too bad. I'm talking more like you set up the deal,
yeah,
and you're like on your way over, or you go there and they don't show up.
Yeah,
I've had that happen to me multiple times. I've had where I literally get in the car and I'm on my way over and the guy just goes, never mind, I'm actually heading out of the house right now, I don't have time anymore. And I'm like, we just talked about this, and now I'm already on my way over right now.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even giving me that good of a deal. That's what's like was insulting me, was that maybe he went, oh, I don't know, this isn't that good of a deal for me, and I can get more money out of it. It was a Xenoblade Chronicles for 3DS.
How much was he asking for?
I think he wanted like $25 or something that, it's... which is not a great deal. Like, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
But it's not a great deal.
I might pick that up in a GameStop, not go to drive someone's house.
And... yeah, he was just not that far away, and I just wanted the game.
Yeah.
But I've like stopped using OfferUp because of these reasons. I've had some luck on it. Like, I got those Lunar games and Shamu for really cheap. That was great. But yeah, I'm happy with the garage sale. I would definitely like to do it again, because I thought it was fun. Like, I had a lot more fun than I thought I would.
Is that the guy?
Oh, okay, hold on. We got a caller on the podcast.
We got a
guys.
Caller, guys. It's a special guest.
Hey, Sean, what's up? Yeah, what are you up to tonight? Were you, it's not an emergency or anything, but were you possibly interested in working karaoke tonight? Well, Megan injured herself recently, so I didn't even ask her. So I just planned on calling you and being like, hey, are you cool with it? And once you give me the thumbs up, I'll call Amy, who will, you know, because Amy, you have to run everything by Amy. Yeah, no problem.
Woman don't want to work.
All right. Could you just text me yes or no? All right, cool, man. Thank you. Okay. He's got to run it by his woman.
Okay.
So.
Got to ask permission from the vagina.
Sorry if that screwed things up.
No, not at all. So, yeah, I mean, the garage sale was whatever. I would do it again, like you said. I think we would have had better look at, like, a flea market.
I think a flea market would be fun. I kind of want to do it. I
think we would have sold a lot more stuff. And also, you have more, I mean, just for our sake, you have a lot of people that aren't coming there for that exact purpose and might just pass by and be like, games, that's cool, and not even know what they're looking at and buy a bunch of games for $3 a piece.
I still have some more crap. If that deal falls through with that one guy, either some guy contacted you and set up a deal. Mm-hmm. I almost kind of want that deal to fall through because I had fun just selling it out.
I want that deal to not fall through because I've got other business to take care of with that guy.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it was a good experience. So, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, let's do a little E3 predictions. Ooh. You know,
what is E3?
E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. That's where the three E's come from.
Yeah,
and they do it every year. It's the gaming equivalent of the Super Bowl. This is where all the big announcements come out, unless you're the Nintendo Switch, and then you just announce it in some YouTube video in November. So all the big announcements come out. So let's just get right into it, and we'll say we'll start with Microsoft. What is your wish list and expectation of Microsoft's E3?
Oof, my wish list is that Microsoft just admits that it's over.
You want them to disappear?
No, No, I will clarify that right now. No. I don't want them to disappear. I don't know what they can do, is what I'm saying. I feel terrible for them because even in my head, the most positive situation, I can't even, like, picture one at this point. Unless they just... I don't know what properties they can get a hold of right now. There's just so little time and not enough people.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't... I guess wishlist-wise, I just hope they expand upon more the backwards-compatible gaming for Xbox, which they've done a great job on.
That'd be cool.
I think so far, like, it's really cool. I'm just super lukewarm on it so far because there's so many games that don't work on it. And I know they basically have to, like, build support for all these games, and it's a lot of work. So we're talking, like, just ideal world, just this would be awesome, would be if they went, guys, we hired this giant team of people that are like, and we've like, we've seen overwhelming response about backwards compatible games, and a lot of previous publishers have like chimed in and they want to jump in and put as many games on this as they can. So they just list this crap load. And I think specifically, I'm just talking, I want them to put Fatal Frame 2 support because I have that for Xbox and I'm never going to hook up my Xbox anytime soon.
I'll take it.
No. I want to play that game. So I would really love some more Xbox original support. And I think they have a good thing going here with that. And I also hope that they are... Guys, Sony finally reached out to us. They're gonna we're going to finally do cross-platforming game between PC, Switch, Xbox, and PS4.
So who's... I forget. Who's the weak link in that? Sony that won't do
it? Sony doesn't want any part of it.
Yeah, fuck them. I don't know.
Because they don't have... Because I think in their mind, they have nothing to gain from it.
Sure. But they could say the same thing about region-free gaming, and they didn't do that.
Yeah.
So I just... You can say there's nothing to gain from it, but the more you... The more you give to your fan base, the more loyal they are.
You're adding more value to your online service.
Yeah.
You're telling people that, like, hey, you're $50 a month. You're over at that month. Wow, that'd be terrible. But the $50 a year service has a lot of value to it. You can play with all your friends. And I think we're ready to move past that point. I think the region-free thing is the best example. Because back then, companies would have so many reasons as to why we weren't allowed to do it. And it's just like...
There weren't any good reasons.
There weren't any good reason. It was just very specifically just... No, we want to control our own sales in our own country.
It makes no sense. I still can't wrap my head around like how they built the Super Nintendo in a way that it could play the games from Japan, but they built it so the games won't fit into the system. That's just bizarre to me. It's just like, why? Why do you care?
Well, I think it was just funny back then because like, who was ordering import
exactly.
games back then?
Only hardcore fans.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's a good wish. I mean, I was thinking even like something crazy where it's like a expansion chip that you plug into like a USB or an expansion port that's literally like shrunk down hardware of the 360 or Xbox chip.
That'd be really cool.
Where it's just like, now all the games work.
Yeah.
You know, something like... It's an external thing where, you know, it's almost think like a Game Boy player or a 64DD or something where it's just like literally just like a RAM expansion that has the hardware in it from the Xbox 360 that lets you play. And then now you can just put the games in and it'll run off of that chip in the expansion.
I think that's something that's really valuable and I think they definitely need to... I think that's a really good idea, and I think they've proven that people care about backwards compatible games because PS4 has been so successful without backwards compatibility. So maybe in their minds they just went, okay, clearly backwards compatibility is not that important.
Yeah.
We're so successful, and this is why competition's good. This is why we need. This is why I said that I don't want Microsoft to go away, because if Microsoft goes away, then you stop seeing innovations in gaming overall.
Uh-huh.
Like yeah. For a while,
Interventions
is the Disney. So, like when Nintendo's Wii U is failing really hard, everyone just had this. Everyone gets really short term thinking. They're just like, fuck them. They suck now. And it's just like, okay, well, you have forgotten about all the things they've done in the past and all the things they could potentially do in the future.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things you're not thinking about here. And Nintendo changed the way we look at handheld and console gaming again. They actually completely turned around the idea that handheld gaming's dead and that people are actually still interested in it, and just in a different way.
Yeah.
So, no. Let's see here. What do I think will actually happen with Microsoft? I think realistically, I think they'll pull out some stupid franchise out of their ass and think we're going to care about it, and then that's getting, like, maybe...
Crackdown or something.
That's Crackdown.
They'll probably announce a new Halo.
Sea of Thieves continued support. They'll probably go like, we know everyone's loving Sea of Thieves right now, and they'll have like a big round of applause for it, and they'll announce
some
like further support or some expansion or something like that. Maybe it'll be free. So
it better be free. I mean, that's such a common thing nowadays for online heavy games like that.
Yeah.
So Yeah. What's the deal? Are you working tonight or not?
Well, actually, he said yes, so I have to call my manager up and ask if it's okay.
We're calling Bowman's manager to get the night off. He's got real important business.
You are editing
this
out. You are not putting this on the podcast.
Of course.
It'd be really funny if you were. All right, cool. I'll talk to you soon. I am good. I just need to...
Bowman's got the night off.
I got to tell Sean real quick. Amy is going to run it by.
I'd like to just take this moment to show the audience one of my prize possessions. This is a Club Nintendo exclusive from Japan, Pac-Man Versus, all right? You can't even get this alone.
I was actually staring at that for a while.
I saw it. And it was Pac-Man Versus. I love Pac-Man Versus. I saw it in the store, $10, and I knew I had to have it. So, all right. So, yeah, Microsoft, for my personal wish list, I don't have one because I don't give a shit about Microsoft. But for my expectations...
You might have one soon for me.
Yeah? What do you mean? The backwards compatible? Or?
My Xbox One.
Sure, when do you give them that to me anyway?
Well, if we'll see how E3 goes.
So, I don't have any interest or stock in Microsoft, so I don't have any wish lists, really. Although, you know, more backwards compatibility is going to make me want one. Like, because I have plenty of Xbox games and plenty of Xbox 360 games. I don't have any Xbox One games, but for them to be like, yeah, it's a new system, and it gets new games, and you can play all your old games, just that the convenience of not having to have another two systems hooked up or whatever would be great for me. Fact of the matter is, it's not going to happen. You're never going to get a system that wasn't built around backwards compatibility, unless you do something like I suggested, which is never going to happen.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a system that's already been built to get added 100% backwards compatibility. Never going to happen. The obscure games, they don't care about them. So, yeah, what I think will happen, I think they're going to show the Crackdown, which has been in development hell. I think they'll show that. I think they'll announce Halo 6. Wait, what are we on now?
I don't know.
Halo 5, Halo 6.
Halo 1, 2, 3, ODST, Reach.
4.
I think they did 4. No,
they did 4.
They did 4.
So maybe 5.
Maybe 5?
Halo 5, they'll show that maybe. I think maybe Milo will make a return. You remember Milo?
No.
Peter Molyneux's little AI boy.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think that'll come back. But,
no.
I think the Kinect is dead.
Do you think they...
VR, maybe?
VR, because they have not, but I mean...
Do they have any partnerships with, like, Oculus or anything?
I think that'd be
a
really stupid fucking move if they were introduced to VR.
No, because...
Just because Sony's does not do well.
Yeah, PS4's VR hasn't even done well. So, yeah,
Maybe an Xbox Switch handheld shit?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. I think they're going to release a couple of... unimaginative Microsoft first party games, and nobody's gonna care, and that's Microsoft's E3. So we'll mark that off the list. Alright, so Sony, what is your wish and what is your expectation?
Oh, well, my wish, well, you know my wish, like
Vita?
Yeah,
Vita 2?
That's not gonna happen.
No, I'm pretty sure they're just I'm pretty sure they just announced that it's discontinued.
Well, no, people keep making that speculation.
No,
he's talking about the Spain, how Spain stopped manufacturing Vitas, and I mean
that doesn't sound like a rumor to me.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why it's newsworthy because like they've already stopped really selling them to begin with. It's not like Sony just all of a sudden just went, all right, guys, it's time for the Vita to end. Like they made that decision a long time ago. It's funny. I had multiple people messaging me being like, sorry, buddy. And I'm just like, this is nothing different than the Vita's current state. Like,
yeah, it's
this doesn't change anything for the Vita community because they already have, because all the support on it, it's all independent. All
right, so if you could get one wish, what would it be regarding the Vita?
If I just would like to have another Vita, that's all.
Like a new one? Like a Vita 2?
Yeah, I would like a Vita 2. Just a more powerful Vita 2, better battery. And they announced that it doesn't have proprietary memory. They come out and say, hey, guys, we're doing a micro SD for this.
So let me get this straight. A new model of the current Vita or a Vita 2? Like a sequel to the Vita?
A sequel to the Vita that's backwards compatible.
All right. Oh, backwards. So you just want everything. You want micro SD. You want backwards compatibility. Hey,
you said wish, okay? You gotta wish high. Like, it doesn't mean there's all get delivered.
They already have a situation where it's just like, if they did a Vita 2, they could do it so there's like a serial port on the PS4 that it's just like, if you have a PS4, you could make it like the Switch where it's like, if you have a PS4, you can plug the Vita 2 into the serial port on the PS4 and play it on your TV. If you don't have a PS4, you can buy this $50 or $100 dock and dock it into your TV as well. Like, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity there. They're not going to do it, unfortunately. They won't.
I do think there's a market for it still, just because of how big the Switch is. That's right. All. And I think the big reason people like the Switch is the fact that it is portable. Not so much. I don't think people are buying the Switch for the graphics. So I think they could make a Vita.
But you have to make it at least as good as the last Vita. I mean, you couldn't make it weaker.
Graphical power. Yeah. No, yeah, I think that's very viable. You could do that because a Vita is basically like a less powerful PS3.
But if you're talking like that, then they don't need to make a Vita 2. They can just make a Vita that, or they could do a Vita that's compatible with SD cards and release a dock for it.
Well, I think it would just be a wish list thing because they just are trying to basically just move on to another generation and just show this isn't the Vita, guys. They probably wouldn't even call it the Vita. They would just, I'm saying it's a brand new
system.
They
should release a new PlayStation Portable.
Right. That would be a good way to market it.
And it's a PlayStation at your house, but it's a portable one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could do that.
What will actually happen with Sony? I think they're just going to jerk off over their numbers for a while, and they're going to roll out a very, very. I think we'll get like maybe one little bit of like stupid little teaser for the PS5, just like a little line that's even.
Yeah, really. Have you seen all the news though, saying that they're not coming out with it anytime soon?
What grounds are those all on, though?
No idea.
Because
no
clue. A lot of this is just.
But I've seen a lot of news pop up. Yeah,
there's been a lot of like. Well, because it's just a. I think you're going to get a lot of PS5 news just because it's such an easy clickbait title.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's just the analysts talking about it. Who go well, realistically, the PS5 won't be happening anytime soon. Which honestly, I'm fine with that. I don't want like we talked about before. I don't think it's time for the PS5.
I think
maybe 2020. I'm even as far as to say maybe 21 is to how far I'd be willing to wait.
Yeah, I think 2020 is probably the point. I think they'll announce it. Tease it 2019, maybe release it 2020. It's hard to say. It really is. There's no point. There's no point in them doing it because the PS4 is selling so well.
Yeah.
And there's no competition. It's the Switch just came out. So, and that's the only competition. Xbox is floundering. So, there's no competition there, and they don't need to keep up with anyone. Switch isn't going to come out with a successor before 2020, so there's nobody to try and keep up with. They're the most successful and powerful console. They're not the most powerful, but they're the most successful powerful console.
Yeah.
That there's they Xbox could announce tomorrow, we're coming out with the Xbox One 2, and it's going to be the nobody will care.
Yeah.
Because you have to have the games, and that's the situation with the Xbox X. I don't know a single person that owns an Xbox X.
It's amazing. Time and time and time again, this has happened so many times with consoles where they just think that, well, we come out, the issue here is power. If we just release a more powerful console, we're going to win. And it's just like, you know, I mean, you have any times in history that's been repeated? Like Jaguar, 3DO,
Neo
CDI,
Geo.
Neo Geo. Okay, Neo Geo is like probably the best example.
But that wasn't really a failure. That was like a luxury item that wasn't meant to sell a lot.
Yeah.
But Jaguar, all those... All those systems you just listed off, nobody cared. Sega CD, I mean, that was like, oh, it was a CD console. Nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, because it all is about the games.
Yep.
And we're in a really weird spot with gaming that I think it's great, where power is important and not important.
Yeah.
Because we're getting such great games that are that require no power, and we're getting amazing games that, that are can look really good and on powerful systems, but also, as we've seen, you may disagree, I think can be scaled back and are okay on like a Switch platform.
Part of it is we've hit that plateau where it's like, you know, show someone, if I show you on Wednesday the Doom on Switch, and I show you on Friday the Doom on PS4, you're not going to be able to be like, I know that this is different. Like,
yeah,
it's, there's, it's, the difference is so minuscule that even, like, it's just, it's not, it's, you've hit that diminishing returns point where you can make a system that's a little weaker and still produce great, great games. If this was back in the 8-bit, 16-bit era, there was a clear difference between the NES and the Genesis. Not so much anymore.
So, I would even go as far as say that the jump between like the PS2 and PS3 was significant enough to like for people to make a eventually
look
at it. And I think now people don't buy powerful consoles in hopes to see more realistic looking games anymore.
I don't see a big difference between even PS3 and PS4.
No. I don't see the PS5 coming out and people being like, oh my god, is it going to look like a movie now? People don't care. We've gotten to the point where people really just care about fun games.
Got your bottle opener on you?
Yeah. If you pass me one of those.
Oh boy.
You're sitting here drinking a tall beer in front of me. I just got my shift covered.
I got one more for you. This is the last one.
Okay.
So,
ooh, golden ale. Hold on, don't talk too much yet because my keys are jiggling.
This is the big wave. This is my favorite. So, yeah, all right. Well, my my wish list is I want a Demon's Souls HD remaster.
That'd be cool. I mean, it's going to happen eventually.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Why wouldn't it at this point?
I mean, they remastered Dark Souls before Demon's Souls, and Demon's Souls is the more obscure one, and it's the first in the series. They don't seem to give a shit about it. That's my hope. I think it might be my favorite out of all the Dark Souls, all the Bloodborne, you know, everything. That's my wish, is a Demon's Souls remaster rebuilt, because it's... It shows that it's the first in the series and that it was a low budget. It's wonky. It's a little wonky. It's good, but it's still... It definitely shows its age more than any other
game. Have you beat that game, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That was the first one I played through. Hmm. So, I got my start at Demon's Souls right where the series started, and I loved it so much that as soon as I beat it, I went out the very next day and bought Dark Souls. So, that, and then I'm right there with you with the Vita stuff. So, I would like to see a Vita sequel. Not going to happen.
No.
What I think will happen, it's the Sony conference. I think they're going to show off the first footage of the Spyro collection. I think they're going to show off what I believe to be Bloodborne 2, which is, they teased it at GDC, I think. No, not GDC. They teased it at
PAX?
The Game Awards. That
With the Spike TV Game Awards?
Yeah, with Doritos Pope.
Doritos Pope?
Doritos Pope. What is Jeff Keighley.
Oh.
yeah, they teased it then. They showed like a 5 or 10 second teaser of like a bloody sword. Just, and then it said From Software, which is the developer. So, I think they will show off whatever that is, and I think that it's Bloodborne 2. A lot of people think it's Bloodborne 2. What else do I think they'll show?
Be some Final Fantasy VII stuff? Maybe. They apparently talked about it some more recently.
Yeah, they might show something for that. That's, I don't care at all about that. It's just not even a similar game, it looks like. It looks like an action RPG.
Oh, it's an action RPG, yeah.
That's, which is weird.
Yeah, and I still don't know what's going on with that game, because didn't they say it was going to be released in different episodes, too, at one point?
Here's the thing. Just real quick. My attitude is, if you're going to... if you're going to do something like that with an existing beloved game, make a sequel to it. Make Final Fantasy VII 2. Don't say we're doing a remake and then not really remake the game. You know, it doesn't look anything like the original game. And for the record, I don't give a rat's ass about Final Fantasy VII. Never played it. I mean, I've played it, but I never played it. I've tried it out. Doesn't interest me at all. Very bland RPG. There's not like any, it's not, it doesn't have a unique system at all. So it's not like Earthbound, where it's got quirky humor and a unique battle system where you have the rolling health and things like that. It's not like Final Fantasy VIII, where you have the junction system and the cards and stuff like that. It's just a very generic JRPG.
Well, it was like the first big 3D RPG.
That's so, I mean, fine. It's 2018. I don't give a fuck about 3D. Like,
I'm just saying that that's why it's so fondly remembered by a lot of people.
Sure, and I didn't play it when it first came out, so by the time I played it, I was like, this is...
Yeah.
Not.
I can't comment on your stance, because for me, it's nostalgia. Like, it was a big deal to us as kids, and I love Final Fantasy VII, and I used to hate how much love it would get in the future, because it started becoming regarded as, like, the best game ever for a while. But looking back, I do think the game was really good.
Well, that being said, regardless, my point was, I don't have any attachment to it, and I don't care about it, but even as a non-fan, I'm like, why are you doing this to this beloved game? If you're going to remake it, remake it. Don't say you're remaking it and then just make a totally new game.
Yeah.
So, that seems stupid to me. I don't care about that. And also, what has it been in development hell for 5 years now or whatever?
Yeah, they've been teasing it forever.
Yeah. But yeah, so Bloodborne 2, I think they'll show off the Spyro collection. I mean, I've heard rumors that they're working on a new Crash game after the success of the collection.
Wouldn't be the worst idea.
I think they'll show off at least one new VR game. They're still selling it.
Yeah, they're still pushing for it.
Yeah, and that's about it. I mean, they don't have much to show off. So, on that note, we'll get to the big kahuna. Nintendo. What's your wish and what's your prediction? If you could have one wish granted by Nintendo, what would it be?
I think I'm going to probably speak for a lot of people, and I got annoyed by these people for a while, is that I think it's time to finally go ahead and start teasing Animal Crossing.
That's you were annoyed by me?
Well, I was annoyed how people just kept asking for it at the wrong times, because
it's been the right time for like a year or two now.
I don't know, because they've been pushing their other... They've had some really big titles come out these past 2 years, and the way that they do things now, they
like
don't...
Like what? What do they have?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about like their big games they've had, like Mario Odyssey and...
Mario Odyssey and Zelda.
Mario Odyssey and
Where
Zelda.
Where does Animal Crossing not fit into there? Well, nobody's playing... That Zelda is not the same core audience
and like
as Animal
Splatoon
Crossing.
2. They've had a lot of games they are pushing, and the way they are set up now, they don't like just because like 10, 15 years ago, they would have announced Animal Crossing now, and we wouldn't see it for 5 years. We would have the conversation about Final Fantasy VII that we're having right now. That's my point with that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I think now is time. Like now is the
that's
time.
Your wish.
That's my wish to tease it. I would like that big teaser.
So what's your expectations then of the conference?
Ooh, I don't think they'll reveal it, because they have been so unpredictable. The thing about Nintendo is that my expectations is it's really hard to predict anything Nintendo does. Because, I mean, who would have predicted Labo? Like, who would have predicted predicted Amiibo? Like, I don't...
Well, Amiibo was rumored for a long time. Labo was totally out of left
field.
Yeah,
it was completely out of left field. And
can't wait to get my hands on that cardboard.
I don't know if predictions for Nintendo, it's really hard for me to obviously we're gonna get another Smash Brothers character reveals. They'll show off because it's being played.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have a tournament, so I don't
know. It's not being played. I think the tournament is for four.
No, they specifically have said... We've gone over this. Like,
really?
Specifically, it says for Nintendo Switch Smash Brothers on their official website.
All right.
The game is being played. Because it's coming out this year. So, Actually, they didn't even say if it's coming out this year, did they?
They did.
They did. So it's definitely Smash Brothers for Switch. It's on the page. They've like specifically they said this, the tournaments for Splatoon 2.
You don't know.
I do. It's on the page. It says it. I've read it. So we're gonna get our Smash Brothers footage from the tournament and everything. I don't think we're gonna get the entire roster shown to us at that point. I think they're gonna slowly start raveling that out. So they'll probably show us like 5 characters, and then the last character they reveal will be actually a teaser for another big franchise. Like they'll show, oh, we're gonna have like a KK Slider like trophy or something silly, and then like KK Slider is gonna come out, and then
that'd be great. Then, I would love that.
That'd be cool. And then he's gonna announce, hey guys, Amiibo Festival Switch. You know what else you'll be able to use your Animal Crossing Amiibos on? Amiibo Festival 2.
There's no way they will ever do that. No. Because there's so few people bought Amiibo Festival that they're literally giving it away.
What are you talking about? I got one. You have one.
I got mine for $5. I don't think that's what their goal was. It cost them more than $5 to produce the thing.
Mm. Wait, they're going to show off more Yoshi. Because we have not seen anything about that really too much yet since they revealed
it. Is that coming out this year?
I don't know if they even said anything.
That looks like the most visually stunning Switch game, period.
Yeah.
That looks like it could be the most visually beautiful game ever at this point. Like, I love the style and the art and that. Is that all you got? Yoshi and Smash Bros.? That's it?
Maybe the N64 classic?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't think so.
So, I think that's...
Alright.
Actually, no. They'll push out some more hardware. They'll push out a new hardware.
Like a new Joy-Con?
New Joy-Con or something. Like a,
that'd be cool.
I would think that. Or maybe they'll have like a line of... Because it's been out for so long, they're at the point where they can manufacture so many customization. Yeah. They'll do a customizable Joy-Cons.
Yeah. Alright. Well, my wish... F-Zero.
Yeah.
I don't even give a fuck if it's F-Zero GX remastered for the Switch. That'd be fine for me. F-Zero GX with added online play, I'd be down for that. Anything, F-Zero. And when I say anything, I don't mean Nintendo Land F-Zero. I mean an actual F-Zero game, preferably made by Sega again, because they made the best F-Zero ever. That's my wish. F-Zero. Fucking make it, Nintendo. What I actually think will happen, Animal Crossing, I think, is gonna... I think it's gotta be announced. That's gonna happen. Obviously, they're gonna show off more Smash, like you said. Virtual Console.
Oh.
I think they'll show off Virtual Console. They have to. They have to. They will definitely 100%... go over their online service and the subsequent virtual console that comes with that online service. They have to. It's coming out in September. It's coming in September. E3 is in June. That gives 3 months. You absolutely have got to cover some of the features of this online service that you expect people to start paying for after 12 years of not paying for their online. You have to. They've waited too long. And I'd be willing to put money on it. They're going to touch on the online service.
I forgot to mention, do you think they'll talk about Pokemon?
I don't care. Maybe.
I don't care either. We're just saying.
Maybe. I think, every year a new Pokemon game comes out and...
People are flipping out that apparently this is going to be like the next generation of Pokemon will be the Switch, which is not... I don't even know why that even had to be, like, said. I thought that was pretty much assumed at this point.
It kind of has to be said, because what if they're like, yo, we got a new Pokemon game coming out, and it's like Pokemon Coliseum. it wouldn't be the first time they've made a console Pokemon game, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, Virtual Console, online service, Animal Crossing, and I think they'll show footage from Metroid Prime 4.
Metroid Prime 4, yeah.
And so here's the thing, and I think we mentioned this before on here. The Nintendo of Europe president said on the record, it could have been a mistake, but he was like, Metroid Prime 4 is coming in 2018. So if you remember, Smash Brothers released in September when it came out last time.
Yeah.
Especially if this is like a not a huge sequel, if it's just kind of like in, you know, in between,
like a 1.5
right.
Wii U version.
I could see it, you know, like Splatoon 2 came out in the summer.
Yeah.
I could see this not being a major winter release, and then you need a major winter release. So that's where Metroid Prime 4 would come in. I don't know if that's going to happen. They haven't even shown footage of it yet, but to their credit, they've been, over the last few years, they've been really good about only showing footage with something that's like coming out that year.
Yeah.
So if they show footage, I think it will come this year. If they don't show footage, then it won't come this year. But the Nintendo of Europe said, the president said that it was coming this year. Could have been a misquote, could have been a loss in translation type of thing.
Yeah.
I think there'll be footage of it though. I don't see modern-day Nintendo mentioning it last year and then not even showing footage of it this year.
They'll continue to push the 3DS.
Yeah, I think they're gonna. I think they'll show something. Yeah. I don't think it'll be long, but I think they'll show something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, so here's my wild card. Okay. For the virtual console. I think they'll announce some Joy-Cons to go with it.
Yeah.
So that's my wild card. It's a prediction, but it's like a lukewarm prediction. I'm not willing to double down on it, but I think if they announce the virtual console, let's say they announce GameCube virtual console, I think they might release the GameCube Joy-Cons. Or if they're announcing like it's only NES games for now, they might do like a NES themed Joy-Con set. I think there will be some sort of controller or Joy-Cons that are themed with the virtual console.
I would like better D-pads for retro style
Joy-Cons.
You have
to, man.
That would be awesome.
You have to. It's just the D-pads suck so bad.
Well, there is no D-pad, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just buttons. So yeah.
Those are my predictions for Nintendo. Any comments? You got anything else to add before we get going?
No, I think those are pretty fair, and I think we just about covered everything that I could think of.
All right. So, you know, I guess in about a month and a week, we'll find out if we were right or not. And if you made it this far, thanks again for listening, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, you can subscribe on Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play Music, iTunes, and all your podcast apps of choice. So, until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.